Greetings yet again to each and all, those who still care and dare to listen, and a wicked welcome to Mythophrenia, where you find talks and texts by Gnostic teacher John Lamlash on a range of topics relevant to the Terma of Gaia Awakening, the Sophianic view of life, Planetary Tantra, and the Calico War Party. This recording, made on December 16th, 2016, is a spoken version of the essay in Mythophrenia entitled The Maitreya Process. You would be advised to listen to the little song, the prelude in song, that comes along with this essay. There is a message in that song, and you would be well advised to reflect on what that message might be. The Maitreya process, to begin, the three S's. In the tragedy of the mother, I describe the response of the earth toward human recognition of her identity as a cosmic deity, the Aeon Sophia in Gnostic parlance, or toward lack of such recognition. The talk asserts the very great fact that many human animals living on the earth are not disposed to see the planet as their local source, the immediate matrix of life and mind. They do not realize that the earth is immediately alive, a sentient superorganism with a mind and will of its own, and they are not inclined even to entertain such a realization. They do not recognize the source of life in the setting where they find themselves, nor do they take any interest in the story of the earth, the planetary biography describing how the Earth came to exist and what the human species is doing on it. That there is only one such biography produced by the human mind in the attempt to understand its own origins and its role in the cosmos also does not engage the interest of many people. Even though it is a clear and irrefutable truth, and might well be described as spectacular, arresting, and unparalleled. As the talk further explains, the sorrow of the Aeonic Mother, as Sophia may also be called, is not due to her narcissistic need to be seen. Rather, it comes from the love of the Earth Mother for the divine experiment she provides for humanity in the terrestrial setting. She knows how the human creature is designed because she, with her consort, Thelete, designed it. And she remembers how the experiment with Anthropos 10, the current strain of the human species, was preconceived to develop in a three-body system consisting of planet, moon, star, or sun. Uppermost in her mind, there is the desire she held, quote, ever the earth was, end quote. That is, even before she turned into the earth. The desire for the Anthropos to discover and own its innate genius, to thrive in its habitat, and to demonstrate novelty, innovation, and the application of mutual aid to the highest benefit of those who desire universal happiness. Sophia designed the experiment so that every participant can achieve happiness with and through others, given the will to be involved. She does not feel sorrow for the lack of disposition to recognize her or learn her story, but for the failure of humanity to make the best of its endowed talents within the Edenic experiment set up for it. The quote, three S's, is the foundational concept of planetary tantra drawn from Gnostic teachings in the mysteries. The Aeon Sophia is a divine presence existing right here, right now, in material immanence, in the planet she sustains by her supernatural dreaming power. She is the setting of human life, the source of human life, and her biography is the story that guides the species to know itself and accomplish its purpose in the cosmic order. Her biography, the fallen goddess scenario, is the lodestone of human imagination. During the sovereign moment from January 9 through August 8, 2016, the planetary animal mother gained agency in the human world. This expression means that she, an aeonic power from the galactic center now embodied in a planet, has direct access to the way human animals attend to their experiences on the planet. Gaining agency is a key factor in accomplishing her correction, which began in March 2014 after a reset process running for 3 years from March 2011. Indeed, it is the decisive factor. Subheading Mother Lode. The Aeonic Mother has agency. This simple five-word assertion is a result of Gnostic intel acquired in real time, current with historical events unfolding here and now. It announces a supernatural event now beginning to impact linear history, reaching into the daily lives of everyone in the world. An intervention, you could say. The prelude to this intervention occurred in 2008, when the Aeon Sophia first applied her attention to accessing human consciousness with the aim of interactivity with our species, Anthropos 10. Her intention developed further in the 3 years of reset, March 2011 to March 2014, when she achieved a double alignment. She reconnected to her origin in the galactic core through the mechanism of pleromic relay, and she acquired human support from witnesses who tracked the reset process in granular detail, thus aligning themselves to the event of correction that would follow. The correction of the Aeon Sophia is a novel and unparalleled event in the history of the human species. Gnostics of the mystery schools of the pre-Christian world saw the event of correction in the future and incorporated it as a theme in their sacred narrative, the biography of the Earth, the fallen goddess scenario. They designated it by the Greek word diorthosis, literally a two-way regulation. Now, there are several ways to interpret the two-way formula of correction. In one sense, it designates the fact that some of correction is accomplished by Sophia alone, acting in her pleromic capacity as a galactic star goddess. And some of it depends on a measure of human perception and human participation. In another sense, the two-way solution signifies the mutation of Anthropos 11, a new or emergent strain of humanity, distinguished from Anthropos 10. Consequently, two distinct types of the anthropine species appear side by side in correction, but only the mutated group realize and enact the full opportunity of this event. Thirdly, the two-way solution indicates how Sophia uses mitosis to divide the planetary body, which has the form of a vast amoebic cell, now splitting into two daughter cells. Gnostic intel on these momentous events and the possibility of human participation in the designs and purposes of the Aeonic Mother is a paramount treasure of human knowledge. Gnosis is special knowledge of divine matters and actions. Sophia designed the genome of the anthropine species so that it could evolve to a genius level of performance. To reach this attainment and fulfill its divine endowment, quote, the calibration of the anthropos, as technically understood, humanity has to be educated to meet the challenge. In the 18th century, certain visionaries and philosophers of the Romantic movement called for, quote, the education of the human race, end quote, but they were unable to provide it. They had no way to frame the project, no basis for the curriculum. They lacked the sacred narrative as a framing device for this vast visionary proposal. With a motherload of Gnostic intel coming to the world since the discovery of the Nag Hammadi writings in December 1945, that basis now exists. The motherload is a term in mining for a massive vein of precious ore from which many extractions can be made. Gnostic intel developed and shared by genuine telestai, initiates, living today, is the motherlode, the ultimate wisdom treasure. Subheading, a world teacher. The Aeonic Mother has agency, is a Vedic assertion drawn from the rigorous practice of experimental mysticism, Gaian shamanism, applied gnosis. It is a statement that only a telestic expert could make, and it requires elaboration from the unique teaching resources of Gnostics living today. A world teacher comes out of the contemporary mysteries, those being actively pursued in this historical moment. At Eleusis in ancient Greece, the child of the mysteries was celebrated in the name Iachos, with a breath behind the K. It could be said that the world teacher is the Iachos of the present moment of historical time, the child of the mysteries. The so-called world teacher is a figure in numerous religions, considered variously to be a type of Messiah in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, or, quote, the future Buddha, unquote, called the Maitreya. This name is an honorific title meaning benevolent friend, derived from the Sanskrit word Maitri, friendship. Buddhists around the world continue to await the Maitreya and in some cases have identified him, so they believe. Just before the First World War, certain leaders of the Theosophical movement attached the specific designation of world teacher to the expectation of the Maitreya. Strangely, the Maitreya world teacher they announced refused the role. On some rare occasions since that time, individuals have come forth and announced themselves, claiming to be the Maitreya. Common sense informs us that there are two ways in which the Maitreya can be identified. He is announced or proclaimed by others, or he announces himself. That is simple and obvious. But common sense does not reach the subtle realization that the Maitreya cannot assume his role to educate the human race across the world without recognition that he is actually doing so, with no claim being made. The Maitreya demonstrates his presence in action, not by a declaration. Claims and announcements do not make the Maitreya, for they could easily be false, delusional, or fraudulent. Only the recognition by some human animals of his identity and mission enable the Maitreya to appear. In short, the appearance of the Maitreya happens as an event of recognition by some members of the human species, and not through any declaration coming from the teacher who is so recognized. When the Aeonic Mother gains agency, the moment ripens for the destiny of the human species to be realized. The moment comes in her correction for the Maitreya to act and be recognized. That moment is now. Why is the Maitreya due to appear, or cued to appear, you could say, at precisely this moment? The answer is eminently simple. Sophia's intention in her correction includes the desire to teach the human species how to make right what has gone wrong in the divine experiment on this planet. But the way she does so, the way she undertakes to teach humanity how to correct itself, stands beyond ordinary comprehension. She operates from the level of aeonic mind and what may be called divine desire, neither of which comes within the range of the ordinary human intellect. Here is where the Maitreya comes into action. By teaching the world how the Aeonic Mother accomplishes the educational challenge of correction, how she handles it. Without the assistance of the world teacher, it would be largely impossible for those members of the human species, even who are disposed to do so, to detect and follow the teaching technique of the Aeonic Mother. Subheading, Aeonic Superlearning. So, who is the Maitreya, the world teacher? Well, you cannot know who that individual is through his identity being announced by others or by himself. And anyway, the Maitreya is a process rather than a person. Yet, it also is a person, a particular human individual. Yet again, the identity of the Maitreya is not limited to one individual, rather to a succession, or you could say, a cluster. But again, for the inception of the education of the human race consistent with Sophia's correction, the Maitreya has to be a specific individual, someone to commence the process. The Maitreya is it in the way that a child is it when the game of tag begins. In that game, children run about and try to avoid being touched or tagged by the one who is it. If that one tags you, you become it and must tag someone else, so you chase the other players around. While the game is in progress, it moves from one child to another. But what about how the game begins? One of the children in the game has to be designated it to start the game. So it is with Maitreya, who is not a person as such, but a process. But the Maitreya process has to begin with someone designated as it, one particular individual. Repeat, this designation of who's it is a conscious and intentional act of unparalleled immediate recognition, not a declaration coming from who it is. For Maitreya, who is it, to announce himself would be an easy, simple, transparent, and straightforward act, obviously. But the Maitreya can only be so by endowment of a subtle and playful mindset. In fact, Maitreya is a kind of trickster, a master of games, Magister Ludi. He announces himself by the articulation of the Maitreya process rather than by laying claim to the inceptive identity generating that process, the one who is it when the game begins. Illustration. The teaching eye in the palm of the hand of Avalokiteshvara, who is an archetype of the world teacher. In Planetary Tantra, this revered figure of Tibetan Buddhism is rendered into an aspect of the wisdom goddess and becomes Tantra Mother, who teaches the end of pretending, the five skull crown initiation, supersaturation, match and merge, and other practices in the curriculum of the Maitreya. Continuing. The super subtle game of divine intelligence acting through human identity is an open invitational event in which a succession of individuals can participate, share and share alike, falling upon consistent recognition of the one who is it. Only those with sufficient subtlety of intellect can comprehend how Sophia will teach humanity by hacking into the first and second attentions, accessing the normal functions of observation, the first attention, and memory, a subfunction of the second attention. Acting exactly like the Maitreya does, they instruct those who care to learn and have the talent to learn about how the wisdom goddess teaches humanity to correct itself and put the divine experiment on earth back on course to play out as she intended it from the inception, before the earth existed. What Sophia intends right now in the world is the inception of a program of super learning that has to be introduced and guided by human teachers, even though it is a superhuman, supernatural force that ultimately performs it. Alone, the Aeonic Mother cannot achieve the education of the human race. The moment for the Maitreya to appear comes when Sophia, the planetary logos, if you will, has agency to reach directly into human faculties as they operate day to day in ordinary life. How she does so, however, cannot be known by the ordinary mind she is reaching. She requires intermediary instruction from someone who can coach the human mind toward realization of what is happening to it, affected supernaturally. By witchcraft, you could say. The Gnostic teacher is the one who teaches you how to use your mind in the way it is originally designed to work, in the best possible way. To know how the Aeonic Mother hacks into human faculties requires a more than ordinary comprehension of that mind and the divine intelligence impacting it. The teaching of the Maitreya has numerous facets, like a cut jewel, like the Chintamani, or wish-fulfilling gem of Buddhism. But principally, it proceeds through concrete illustration of the activities and features of the three attentions, a topic of special expertise unique to adepts of Planetary Tantra. The inception of Planetary Tantra with the Terma of Gaia Awakening in August 2008 was the prelude to Sophia's sovereign moment, when she finally gained agency, almost exactly 8 years later, equivalent to 26.5 seconds of aeonic time. Her way is vast and fast. Likewise, the Maitreya process is a vast and encompassing event, a rush of super learning. The opening phase of the process begins in October 30, 2016, and continues apace, developing in a fast and furious way until November 20, 2017. So much that humans have been taught and told about their world is wrong, due to some errors or learning mistakes, but far more largely due to intentional, harmful deceit spread through the world in lies propagated by the enemies of life. yet the accumulated mass of lies can be corrected rapidly within the superlearning event. Subheading, Reciprocal Enlightenment. Teaching House of Fire directs the correction of history and restores the social order to its original pristine potential is the Maitreya process. It trumps, excels, and surpasses every so-called practice of spirituality or path to enlightenment on the planet. This teaching makes its initial mark in the ordinary world and proves its veracity for all to see by superseding all previous Buddhist teaching, hence demolishing the entire structure of Buddhist learning and practice, ritual, institution, the whole nine yanas. At the same time, it subsumes the residual veracity of Buddhist wisdom, especially the highest yoga practice of Dzogchen, or Vajrayana, the diamond vehicle, and renders it into another practice, planetary tantra, as milk is rendered into curds and whey. The one who is it makes no claim to being so and does not need to make any such claim or announcement. Those who are able to receive the super subtle truth about the Maitreya expect no such claim to be made. If they do expect that claim, they miss access to the process. By recognition that the Maitreya is a process rather than a person, even though it requires inception by a person, they recognize who is it and enter the game of reciprocal enlightenment, eventually to act as it in succession, in their own turn. With reference to Buddhist and Hindu tantric tradition, the divinatory power of the Aeons of Fire that radiates the recognition of the Maitreya into the ordinary mind is Vishvamata, called the Variegated Mother, but now to be called Bodhima. She is the mother of the Bodhisattvas. As Iakhos, the child of the mysteries, is the son of the Pleromics of Fire, so the Maitreya is the son of Bodhima, the living offspring of a divine feminine archetype. The Maitreya is what the Aeonic Mother imagines it to be. Sophia herself bears forth this fortunate child from the matrix of her dreaming attention, divine imagination. Bodhima confers the generic sense of humanity to the human animal isolated in ego, single self-identity. She nurtures the consciousness of the species self, as it may be called. The recognition of the Maitreya anchors this sense of humanity in the human mind and heart as a non-abiding transpersonal insight that passes from look to look as human animals encounter each other, strangers or not. The radiant gaze of Bodhima holds this insight steady in the broke open heart of innocence. Correction happens at the end of Kali Yuga in the last two centuries leading up to 2216, according to the conventional chronology of the day. During this time, at the very outset, the succession of the Buddhas ends. The Dharma declines into drivel, and the Sangha dissolves. Quote, "It's worthless people who arise right here within the Sangha who make the true Dharma disappear," end quote, says the Saddhamapatirupa Sutta, a Pali text that anticipates the coming of the Maitreya. Even the historical Buddha, Shakyamuni, predicted this outcome of his message and method. So does the Maha Nirvana Tantra, a rare Hindu tantric text of the 11th century. In correction, the bodhisattvas are proven by how they teach. They show that they can master and transmit the educational program of the planetary animal mother, called Stavera in Buddhism, she who intervened for Shakyamuni at the moment of his enlightenment in Bodh Gaya. Now, it is Bodhi Ma, mother of the bodhisattvas, who intervenes for humanity at large. Hence, the Maitreya process can also be called the bodhisattva process. But in that case, with specific reference to teaching the origin and endowment of the anthropos, the true identity of the human race, you could say. The female Buddha, Vishvamata, now Bodhima, has been attributed with a mysterious quality of Tongzuk, quote, empty form, unquote, said to be the power to convert the human body into a vacuous hologram. But this is Buddhist fabulation, calculated to entrap gullible minds, and such claims are not seen to be attested by actual demonstration coming from any Buddhist teachers. Are they? More wonderfully, Bodhima introduces the empty formality of the Maitreya process, the game of being it and playing accomplice to the master of games, Magister Ludi. So the self-declaration of the Maitreya is an empty formality that demonstrates what no Buddhist teacher so far has been able to show to the world: the incomparable gesture of realized non-attainment. That being so, the identity of the Maitreya is purely a pretense. In Kali Yuga, enlightenment is just a game of pretenses, and whoever has the most transparent pretenses wins the game. True enough, but a true game also delivers a prize. In a true game, there really must be something at stake. The prize of the Maitreya process is the recovery of the genuine sense of humanity by the human species. The guidelines for this recovery are presented in that unique wisdom treasure, the Terma of Gaia Awakening. It excels and surpasses all previous termas. In the precise syntax of this process, you can distinguish the Maitreya from Maitreya. The Maitreya is it, but once the Maitreya tags an individual, that individual is it, for whomever they eventually tag. The tagging activity is fractal. The way this process works is simplicity itself, supremely ingenious, playful, and precise. The only thing I can tell you about my enlightenment is this: it's yours. The Maitreya process is the inception of reciprocal enlightenment, shared one mind at a time, person to person. There is only one it at inception, the start of the process, but each person tagged gets to be it, to be the Maitreya for someone else. Uniquely, in that instance of reciprocity, mind to mind and heart to heart. As the process unfolds, the Maitreya becomes simply Maitreya. You are just another benevolent friend who brings the higher education of the human race to a stranger whom you meet but never get to know. Reflect on that. Maitri, the friendship of strangers, is the ground of reciprocal enlightenment and the community of bodhisattvas who together now teach humanity how the world mother achieves her correction. This is supreme instruction, and merely to hear about it brings incomparable liberation.